I will confess that I'm a huge fan of geocaching. You've probably never heard of it, but it's an outdoor recreational activity where people use a GPS or a mobile phone to hide and seek after little containers called caches. These little treasures are hidden at specific locations marked by detailed coordinates, well, all over the world. And even though you know the coordinate of the treasure cache, they are often well hidden, so you have to seek after them carefully and closely. But do you ever have a hard time finding what you seek, even when you know it's close? Well, this meditation from Psalm chapter 42 is a reflection on seeking after what is hidden, even if it is hidden in plain sight for you to find. So where is your quiet place to focus? Well, begin your meditation by letting this time become a mindful and sacred retreat, and allow your breathing to slow and your mind to relax. And your eyes move from open to closed. Start to center on the discovered presence of God, Spirit, and Son, and begin to be mindful of their presence. Continue in this time of reflection by responding to this passage from Psalm chapter 27. And as I lead us, respond simply, Lord God, I seek after you. May God bless the reading of his word. One thing I have asked of the Lord is that I will seek after him and dwell in the house of the Lord in his presence all the days of my life. Lord God, I seek after you. And that I may dwell in the house of the Lord in order to gaze upon the beauty and the delightful loveliness and majestic grandeur of the Lord. Lord God, I seek after you. And that I seek him in order that I might dwell in the house of the Lord in order to meditate in his temple. Lord God, I seek after you. Continue on by settling deeper for a moment longer, being mindful of God's comforting presence in this time of prayer. As you discover that you may have already found what you seek after in this time of contemplative meditation. That is really the profound truth I want you to hear. You already have what you seek. God already abides in you. Christ is in you, the hope of glory. So for a moment, note how that truly touches your heart. You have what you seek. Scan your body and your mind as you note the evidence of Father, Son, and Spirit revealing themselves from within you. How and where are they present within you, even now? Take another moment to note the thoughts and emotions you have in discovering what you seek. Note how your body responds when you realize that you already have that which you seek after. Center now on the joy of discovering the divine within you. minute or two on your breathing. Continue by taking several deep, complete belly breaths. Each breath full and slow and deep. Become mindful of each breath. Each breath bringing you closer to home. Each breath bringing you closer to God. Each breath breathing in the very presence and spirit of God. As you're breathing, you may recognize certain distractions drawing you away. Well, let those distractions become a celebrated part of your meditation. Let the distractions become a reminder to center back on your breathing and your divine prayer, Lord God, I seek after you. Now continue as you center on listening for God through three different divine readings of this passage from Holy Scripture. Here, imagine this passage as a personal note to you from King David, someone who knew well what it meant to seek after God. So contemplate on what you hear now from Psalm chapter 42, verse 2, from the New American Standard Bible. To my dear friend in the faith, I know you seek God, but does your soul truly thirst for God, the living God? Do you count the days till he comes and you appear before God? Where did your thoughts settle? Well, listen once more from Scripture and listen for his voice guiding you. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before him? What did you notice this time? Well, for this next minute, contemplate on what you heard. Ponder thoughtfully on the words that spoke most deeply to you. Follow his voice. Once more, but now reflect on the emotions that are being stirred. Listen to this same passage, but a wider reading from the Common English Bible. Just like a deer that craves streams of water, my whole being craves you, God. My whole being thirsts for God, for the living God. When will I come to see God's face? My tears have been my food both day and night. As people constantly question me, where's your God now? But I remember these things as I bear my soul, how I made my way to the Mighty One's abode, to God's own house, with joyous shouts and thanksgiving songs, a huge crowd celebrating the festival. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Rest here reflecting on any sensations and passions that might begin to rise to the surface from deep within you for this next minute. In this third expanded divine reading from the Amplified Version, reflect on the passage now as a faithful prayer and imagined contemplation on the Word of God. Dear Heavenly Father, as the deer pants longingly for the water brooks, so my soul pants longingly for you, O God. My soul, my life, my inner self thirsts for you, for the living God. But when will I come and see your face? I seek you and pray this now in your glorious name. Amen. What did you encounter in this reading? Well, for a moment, reflect on the joy of discovering the divine already at rest within you. While resting in imaginative contemplation, return once more to this passage and see it begin to unfold in your mind. Just like a deer that craves streams of water, your whole being craving and thirsting for God. So from the hidden shadows at the edge of the forest, watch in silence as the deer appears in the meadow, sniffing the air, ears twitching for the slightest sound, big brown eyes scanning for any movement. Watch as the deer approaches the stream, cautious but so thirsty, walking for miles to drink, seeking, craving, and thirsting for something to drink. We'll take this next minute as you consider that same seeking, craving, and thirsting in your life for God. How far do you go? How diligently do you seek Him? Stay here for a while longer, resting in the presence of Father, Son, and Spirit. Resting where they have always been and where you were destined to be. Silently whispering the answer to your centering prayer. Lord, God, I have found you. As you rest here in the presence of God, be mindful too of others you encounter on the road still searching for what they seek. How might God use you to help another discover that He is closer than they may realize? Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether at first or last light, be mindful of moments of discovery, times you become aware of the divine within you, for it will be then and there you will encounter the face of God. With your eyes closed, let me pray this final benediction and blessing over you. May your soul truly thirst for God. May you seek after the living God and long for the day that He comes and you appear before Him. May you know the presence of Christ, the direction of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the face of God now and forever. Amen.